to begin with music. David Foster was the musical director. They were all set to have this as a musical song. Kevin Costner, who obviously played the lead, the bodyguard part of that, said, no, I insist that you guys do this a cappella. Let Whitney sing the beginning of I Will Always Love You a cappella. No music. It'll have much more effect. And look what happened. It was number one for I don't know how many weeks. It worked. So there you go. A little bit of information about Whitney you may not have heard before. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Hello to Nairobi, Kenya. Checking in on 107.5 FM. Great to have you all with us today. Moses Sarugo checked in from Kampala. I heard from Zawedu, Da Osama Emanuel. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us. Esther Voss said, I was off for a little while because I was on vacation in Thailand. But now I'm back home in Budapest, and I'm listening to you again. So hello, Esther. Havana tunes us in Denmark, and Alp Gergen is listening in Turkey. So thank you. The phone lines are open at 202-619-2077. If you watch the news here in the United States, you have heard nonstop coverage of the flooding that we've had in Texas over the past few days since the weekend when this very devastating hurricane brought torrential rain and made many people homeless, and quite a few people have lost their lives as a result of this terrible storm. I know it's coming on the heels of what took place in Sierra Leone recently, but here in the United States, you know, the last, you know, we had was Katrina of this size. Lady Antebellum did a fundraiser in a city north of Houston on Saturday to raise money and relief for the victims of this, and they've raised a lot of money. So far, the money that keeps coming in, over millions. There's millions of dollars being raised. So a lot of people in the music industry are doing this. They're getting together, and they're performing concerts, raising money. As this news story continues to develop, people are still homeless right now as we speak. Here's a request from Enos in Ghana, Lady Antebellum and the Stars.
Yeah, it's true. It can make you laugh, it can cut you deep. Sometimes you're gonna feel like a million bucks. Sometimes a burned out cigarette. But whatever comes your way, no matter what, don't you ever forget. The stars ain't got I'm
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Crossings and Bob Marley, Three Little Birds for Kwasi in Ghana. And I want to say hello to Abubakar Rashid, who is listening to our live stream in Sierra Leone. We are at voanews.com. That's where you can catch the live stream. And we'd love to have you tune in to Border Crossings. However you listen, as long as you do listen, the phone lines are open 202-619-2077. And after this request for Bartle Bart Horvat, we'll be talking with Ray about charts. It's Good Charlotte, Makeshift Love, here on Border Crossings.
The boys, for you don't know me. If I can get this right, if I can get away from the old me, but I'll survive. Right now I'm dying just to breathe in, just to be alive, just to get away from the old me. So it makes you love tonight. There's a treehouse in my living room. She checks my vital signs, then opens up my wound. Like I'm dying tonight, and the whole world is laughing, like everyone I love is gone away. I'm dying tonight, but no one is crying. It's not alright, no matter what they say. I really hate these fights, the ones where you just own me. We used to be so tight, but you just left it on me. Turn off the goddamn lights. If you're really gonna get up and just leave, I used to get so high. Cause that was just a fucking old me. This only makes you fall tonight. There's a triage in my lips.
song?
Border Crossings and Good Charlotte and Makeshift Love. For Bartlebart Horvat, who's listening to the show in Croatia, I'm Larry London in D.C. And alongside of me is Ray McDonald in Studio 4, also in D.C.
I just can't shut up. You know, I was just chattering in the background.
That's okay.
I'm just so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you with another weekly look at the charts. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Boy, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, but well, what I'm featuring today are two female pop stars whose careers are going in slightly different directions right now. I mean, you know, when you're a star and you have a lengthy track record of hits, you know, your career has peaks and valleys. Everyone undergoes difficulties from time to time. And Katy Perry is encountering a bit of bumpy air right now. We're going to take a closer look at Katy. She is in the top 20 this week. She's a guest artist on the new Calvin Harris song, Feels, which also features Pharrell and Big Sean. It moves from 21st to 20th place, and we'll catch up with Katy after Feels.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with those. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Calvin Harris, Katy Perry, Pharrell, Big Sean, Fields, moving up one slot to number 20. This is Calvin's ninth appearance in the U.S. Top 20 since 2011. Katy Perry. All right. Well, she hosted the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night. She kicks off her Witness World Tour on September 19th in Montreal, Quebec. And it's worth noting that Katy's Witness singles from her latest album have not done that well. Chained to the Rhythm peaked at number 4. Bon Appetit and Swish Swish have yet to reach the top 20, although Katy just dropped the video for Swish Swish. A new one called Save as Draft is on the way. Now, Katy's reviews for the MTV Awards were rather mixed. She hosted. She also performed. A lot of folks thought maybe she had overextended herself, that her comedy routines seemed a little forced. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because, according to industry gossip, Katy was really counting on the MTV Awards to give her a little boost, to put her over the top, to sort of surmount the disappointing performance of Witness and its singles. She has a lot of tour dates already on the books, about 84. And sources said that if the MTV Awards didn't give her that boost, well, we might want to look for some changes in that touring schedule. So, you know, Katy Perry encountering some headwinds. She's a pro. She has a fantastic track record. She's going to be fine. As far as Calvin Harris goes, he's in residency right now at two clubs in Las Vegas for the months of September and October. He'll also appear at the Formula One Grand Prix festivals in Singapore on September 17th and Abu Dhabi on November 23rd. Calvin Harris' situation is different. His latest album, Funkwave Bounces, Volume 1, has done middling business. It peaked at number 2 both here and in the UK, but he's not an album artist anyway. He's a singles artist, and he's the world's highest paid DJ. He's doing just fine. So, we wish all the best to Katy Perry. Now, Pink has a new single, What About Us? Pink also performed and spoke at the MTV Awards, and I would say she was one of the night's big winners as far as exposure goes. What About Us skyrockets from 82nd to 29th place. Pink has tremendous career momentum going, and we'll catch up with her after What About Us.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? To be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
What about us?
Pink on VOA. What About Us? Moving from number 82 to number 29 in 1 week. So it's a good bet that this will become Pink's 21st top 20 single appearance since 2000. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to our listener Nigel in Ghana, who sends What About Us to all of the soccer players in Europe. Nigel says, good job, guys. So there you go, Nigel. Pink. You know, Pink, I mean, Pink is on a roll right now. Her seventh album, Beautiful Trauma, arrives on October 13th. It's her first album in almost 5 years. So her fan base is hungry. They want something. And she sang this song Sunday night at the MTV Awards. And she also had a really good speech about accepting yourself. Apparently, her six-year-old daughter, Willow, came to her and said, you know, I'm the ugliest girl in my class. You know, I look like a boy with long hair. And Pink said she drew up a PowerPoint presentation of all the androgynous rock stars like David Bowie, and it showed Willow how beautiful and how they changed the culture and how we shouldn't change ourselves, that we are here to teach others about different standards of beauty. And I mean, you know, Pink cited her own tremendous success in this, and it was a very inspirational speech. So kudos to Pink. She hasn't yet announced a tour, although there'll be one. She has three more appearances on the calendar right now. September 16th in California. 6 days later, she'll be at the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas. And if you're in Abu Dhabi on November 26th, you can catch her at the Formula One Grand Prix. So they don't come any hotter than Pink right now.
Now, I liked her speech. You know, the MTV Awards seemed to be a full evening of expressing political views.
And it was politically charged.
Absolutely.
Yes, socially conscious this year.
And so, you know, I mean, we're in an age where everybody, there's a word now which wasn't as popular as it is these days in modern times, diversity. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about diversity. And yet, you know, the headlines still continue to be what they are. But this was quite an interesting evening for music to come together and stand on the platform of diversity. I loved her speech to her daughter.
Yeah.
It was very moving. A lot of people were crying. There was a lot of tears in the eyes of those in the audience. Thank you, Ray, for bringing us the chart chat. It's time for our CD giveaway. We've got the Now 63 CD giveaway. And we're going to continue that for the rest of this week. We have our final week of this giveaway, and today's lucky listener is Daniel Sifu in Ethiopia. Hey, congratulations, Daniel Sifu. You have won the Now 63 CD, and I thank you so much for all your support. We'll give another one away tomorrow, and we'll also be playing an hour of requests tomorrow. So please do come back at 1500 Universal and join us. I thank Wagner, our engineer, and Felicia, our director, for today. And I thank you, Ray, again. And thanks to you for listening to Border Crossings. Have a great night. I'm Larry London. Catch you tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.